This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time. Here's your shot for a trip to see Gwen Stefani's residency in Vegas. Round trip airfare, hotel, tickets, a little spending money, all yours. All you have to do to enter is text. I think this was yesterday's word. Wasn't it? Was that yesterday's word?
I thought I updated it. Give me one
Crunch.
Second.
Sure.
Give me 1 second.
I could be crazy. I might have just read this earlier or
yeah,
something.
It's possible.
No, that's today.
Today's word is fall.
Yes.
Fall it is, then. F-A-L-L, fall. Fall.
Yes, it is.
We do it live. I just want to make sure it's right. I don't want to give the wrong word and have people not entered. Fall is this hour's code word. Text F-A-L-L to 20357 right now for your chance. That's fall. F-A-L-L. Text it at 20357. That's a special text number for your chance at Gwen Stefani in Vegas from Alice at 97.3. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. The word really is fall.
Yes, I'm looking at the list as well. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Today's great. Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Then that
Thursday,
is correct.
Fall.
That is correct.
You have another chance at noon with V Hale. And actually, I think V Hale's going to come on a little bit before the trivia game today.
Thursday.
Because some stuff just got revealed about her. So she'll have a word for you at noon, and Janie has one at 5:05.
That V Hale, she's fun.
She's something.
Yeah, she is.
I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I can't get done with this fast enough, so I'll go through this real fast. Here are our texts. The text number to send and comment and compliment and critique, whatever it may be, is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. 707 says, education isn't for a job. It's for just that, an education. We forgot it's something we do to tap into our potential. I wouldn't disagree that that's what ideally it should be, but the actual process of going to college is a cram it in, pass the test, forget that crap, and go party. Now, you can say that it would
and
be...
And it costs a lot.
In a perfect world, we would leave there with a ton of info and we would be better human beings, but I can tell you, in practice, most people are cramming it in, passing a test, and saying sayonara to that information.
And carrying
bye-bye.
Student loans with them through the rest of their lives.
Right. So, yeah, we should just we should figure out a way to change this process. That'd be great. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It would be
It
great.
Should be about getting an education. It isn't anymore.
Right. Bryn, we asked for a dirty trombone, not Sarah's sound that she was hoping you'd imitate.
Yes.
This is worse than your Omaha song.
This is worse than your Omaha song.
What song are you guys talking about? This
no
one?
Song. Hey, you know, turn that off for a second. There's another Omaha song.
All right.
It's that somebody reminded me of. And it's, no, it's not that one. It's Bob Seger. Another long, lonesome highway east of Omaha.
Oh, no one wants that.
No, I got an email that they like.
I agree. Nobody wants that. Never play that one instead of the other one. Whatever you do, don't play the Bob Seger one.
I see what you're doing, Sarah.
No, me and Vinny both agree that we hate it.
What, this one?
No. Yeah, that one. No, no. The other one, the one I just said from Bob Seger.
You know, the other day I caught
Turn
Sarah,
the Page, it's called.
I caught Sarah singing
oh
this,
my God.
This song. And she didn't
even. It was after the show and we're like doing whatever we're working on. I'm all.
Sucker.
And he's all, I got you. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I made it happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, just it's like the first line.
Oh, is
east
it?
Of Omaha. Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Let's hear this.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
That's never play that. Don't play that one.
But that's east of Omaha.
They're headed there, though. Right.
All right.
Don't play Maybe. It. Never play that one.
I'll never do that.
415 says, only Vinny. It was your house, too. Yeah, but I'm a boy. I'm a little boy, and I want to go to the beach with my friends, and there's my dad going, you didn't do a good enough job on the front lawn. Well, you know what? I'm 12. How about you do the front lawn if you have a certain standard you want it kept to? Otherwise, of course I'm going to rush through it. I'm trying to get out of here.
You sprung this on me at the last minute, old man.
Right. I love the way Vinny talks about mowing his dad's lawn. What if Isla told you, how about you clean your own kitty litter box? Yes. Both comments will be met with the same hostility.
Right.
Trust me.
Oh, we're turning that mower off now? Yeah. Give it was a little loud. Dad. A little bit loud.
415 says, talking about twins, my twin sister and I met Huma. Oh. Probably 10 years ago, and he was freaking out. We are very tall, and my twin sister was flirting all over him. He talking about us on the radio the next day, and people knew it was my sister and I. He definitely brought up a twinsome that night more than once. We thought it was hilarious. Love you guys.
Wow.
he brought up a twinsome. Human.
He would.
Asked the girls if they would do, maybe because he was sure they would say no.
Mushroom slap me.
Don't you ask twin boys for that? Mushroom slap me. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, use props.
Hey, does V Hale specify if the twins were males or females? She hasn't yet, but we will get to that in mere minutes.
All she said is, I've done twins.
510 just texted in and said, currently sleeping with twins and neither one knows. It's a F buddy situation.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sisters doing dance. Each other dirty like that.
And neither of them know.
Yeah, well, I'm confused. Brothers, right? I need a follow up from 510.
Oh, can right. It could be.
Wait, read it to me again.
Currently sleeping with twins and neither one knows. It's a F buddy situation.
So we don't know the sex of either person.
Yeah. 510, can you text back in?
Yeah.
Yeah,
can you
we
tell
need
us
more
the
info, please.
Scenario there.
Also, we want you to be on the Secret Show. This
yeah,
week.
Can you email the Secret Show? Brynn@radioalice.com.
And add details.
Thanks, Nikki. Secret Show on the subject.
Right. Brynn@radioalice.com.
No creature's face says WTF like a curious cow's. Yeah, they're neat. I don't, you know.
Oh. Oh, that must be V. Hale joining
that
the Zoom
V.
meeting.
I'm waiting for her to do the Lucy first. Come right. on. Come on.
Come on, V. Come on, girl. You know what to do. She does seem to know what to do. I'm not actually exaggerating.
Robert Smith gave me goosebumps, says 408.
It did sound good. I have to say, I thought he's on a song. He does a collab with Churches, the band, and he takes the verse and it at first you're like, ooh, it sounds like it. Oh, and then you hear the little things that are in Robert Smith's voice. That sounds great.
That diamond is a marquee cut, Sarah.
Marquee cut. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of people wrote that.
Pointy on both sides, long in the middle. Got it.
Someone else says 108 degrees. Yes, it was definitely hot in Sacramento on Monday. Vacaville got to 114 on Saturday.
Whoa!
510 just texted back.
Ugh. Okay, all right. Tell us everything.
The texter says, why do you assume I'm a male?
We don't.
Can you just tell
said,
us who you
said,
are and what
we
you're
don't
doing,
know.
Please?
Yes.
And that's it.
No.
We didn't. Well, we did assume it was a male.
Yeah,
but then kinda. We also said, we don't know if it's a male.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it could be, we could be talking about three girls or three boys. We don't care. We just want the details.
A lot of people have written in that it's Jesus H. Christ is Jesus Holy Christ, except the one guy who claims it's Jesus Harry Christ. It's all that hair. No, that can't be it. Come on.
Jesus Halo Christ.
All right,
Jesus Hamburger Christ.
No.
It's got to be something like something fun, you know? Jesus Halibut Christ. Because the fishes, right?
Halibut.
Well.
Because of the fish. Oh, there she is. Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello. He's just saying hello to you. You don't have to be immediately combative.
Yeah, you don't have to get all nasty already. Hello.
It's how he said. He wants you to say. She wants you to say it in a special way, Vinny. Try again.
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, that's what that worked on her. She's easy.
I wasn't. Wait, what did you just say? She's easy?
Yeah, you just use the right tone of voice and you get to work right. From B. Hill.
So listen, you write in out of nowhere that you've done twins and now we're all like, what? What does this mean?
Yeah, we're gonna play the quickest 3-second game of Never Have I Ever to clear this up.
Okay.
Never have I ever slept with a female, ever. Nor do I have any desire.
So you did a devil's threesome with twins.
Wow. So they were on one on each end or what?
No, they were both.
Oh, congratulations. That is.
You guys are so evil.
So they were both coming. No, both like on it.
We like it.
No. It was.
Nicole, get in on this. Nicole, get
a, no, Nicole, you just be the good girl you're being right now. Okay. Thank you for not clapping.
How do you give orders to the guy behind you with your mouth full? I don't understand.
We don't understand how that works.
Oh, well, that's called talent, ladies and gentlemen.
Take a bow.
It's body language.
I can play instruments and speak at the same time. No trombone? Okay, it's fine. Thank you.
V-hail.
Anyways. No, it wasn't at the same time.
Wait, what? You didn't do a three-way with twins?
You did one and then you were like, that was fun. Maybe I should see what the other one's all about.
Yeah, it just sort of happened.
No, stuff doesn't just sort of happen.
I can't explain how I get myself into the situations
yourselves?
I used to do.
Well, okay. Because there's so many of
them. Can I interrupt about that texter?
Yeah.
Texter 510 says, I just lost it. Oh, there it is.
Man.
I'm in my 40s, female, sleeping with twin brothers that are in their late 20s.
You go, girl.
Wow. You get it.
Get it.
This plot thickens.
Let's get her on the secret show. Write her number down and call her later.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll text that person back.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to go. So we're going to do our game here in a second, but...
Oh, now you find out she did them separately. You don't have any more. That's it.
Yeah,
well, I think this needs to be brought up on the secret show. Don't you? Where are we going to go from here?
I know.
I already think the joke I made a second ago probably was questionable.
Doesn't care.
I do. I still have one question. I didn't expect it to end so abruptly. Was there a size difference between the two twins?
Oh, no.
Oh, good question, Sarah.
Thank you.
No. And they were.
They were identical in every way? Did one of them manscape better than the other one?
Yeah, this is probably a secret
I was highly intoxicated, but there's nothing to write home about on either.
Both disappointed. You figured, well, that one was bad, I'll go for the other, and also disappointed.
Yeah, it just, are you done yet?
Oh,
thought maybe one wanted to do some more than the other.
Oh,
that hurts.
So they both stunk in bed, they both didn't have a lot going on, and you were drunk both times? Okay, I've summed it all up. All right, fantastic. V. Hale, we'll be back with her in just a moment. We're going to play a round of trivia. Maybe we can change L1 Win Wonder into something else.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
China. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. V. Hale might be a little bit too much fun for us.
We're
laughing our asses off.
I can't right now. Yeah, I'm wonderful. Wide awake now. So
yeah,
good.
Hello.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Show. We've been away for 8 hours. All right.
What's that like?
It's hard. Harder than you think.
Totally a different life. That's right.
Yeah. It certainly.
You know how you go out at night and you party, and everyone's like, "Man, this girl's fun." When I go out at night, they're like, this guy's the guy from the radio, huh? The guy yawning in the corner who's half asleep? What?
It's 8:30. Are we getting out of here pretty soon?
Yeah, but you should see me at 5 a.m.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
So much
fire!
Fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you different used to worlds. Be fun, though, Vinny.
Different worlds. That's
well,
all.
Look, we all used to be a little more fun than we are now.
No, I'm saying because he used to go to the bar and he wasn't yawning, so.
Oh, no, that's true.
But then he got drunk and fell off a show. I mean, it's not, you know, it didn't work out for him. You got to be careful of that stuff, V-Hale. I know you're ha-ha, jokey-jokey about it now, but, you know, I've watched it happen.
I didn't even do Whiskey Wednesday last night because I'm taking a break for the whole week because it was 3 days of debauchery, okay?
Yeah, I saw it. I got a video from you somewhere in the middle of the whole weekend that you were in. She's all... After you. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I rewatched that the next day. I was like, that's not helping my I don't have a drinking problem with Sarah at all. But okay. Right. Sorry.
No judgment. I just thought, well, she's having fun.
I was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Is L-Win-Win Wonder looking to take back a crown from El Campeón del Pueblo?
Yeah, it's going to be El Dos Win Wonder. Okay, I'm done. Let's go. Thanks, friend.
We're playing Trivial Pursuit Family Version Kids Cards. Here we go. Question number one. What were ancient Greeks the first people to put on cakes during a ceremony honoring the goddess of the moon? So they were the first people to think, I know what I should do.
Frosting.
No.
What were? Did you say they were the first? Oh.
They were the first people.
Cake toppers.
To put these on cakes. What were ancient Greeks the first people to put on cakes during a ceremony honoring the goddess of the moon? Vinny said icing. That was not correct.
I said a cake topper.
Oh, that was your answer? Okay. No, neither of you get it. It's candles. Candles.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
that makes
sense. I thought you were asking like, yes, like a pizza topping. Yes, something they put on the cake. Something they put on the...
Well,
so a cake topper was the... I get it now. It's fine. We'll move on.
Well,
to
no,
next.
Like the people when you get married,
no,
it's
no,
a cake
I,
topper.
Right,
so
sure.
Maybe they put like a moon
right.
on the top. Or
yep,
something.
Sure. I know, totally. I right.
You know what, Sarah?
What?
Nothing.
Okay, next question. What flavor Campbell's soup can did pop artist Andy Warhol usually paint?
Tomato.
Tomato.
Tomato is correct. Vinny got that one first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What country's military units in the Gulf War were called Republican Guards?
Say it again.
Read that again.
What country's military units in the Gulf War were called Republican Guards?
The United States.
I have no idea.
So no answer? Iraq. Iraq's troops were...
All right.
Republican Guards. What pioneer building toys were invented by architect Frank Lloyd Wright's son?
Army men.
No.
Say it again.
What pioneer building toys were invented by architect Frank Lloyd Wright's son?
Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs is correct.
Yes.
That's two for you. Well, you were stuck on the Army question.
Do you guys see what I did?
Yeah, no, we see it. I'm watching it. I'm watching it happen. Cake topper. Yes, what cake topper? Okay. You have a certain charm. There's no question. I mean, don't feel... Here we go.
No, I have no shame. It's fine.
Okay, just listen carefully to the question. All right, you guys, just listen. What rod connects two wheels?
Axle.
No, I heard V Hill first.
I heard
Nicole,
V as well first.
Can you can you weigh in?
I'm pretty sure she heard V first as well.
She heard Vinny. I'm gonna say they tied. It's about what gets to her first. I'm gonna call that one a draw, you guys. It's really hard for us because we hear it differently.
Okay.
And finally, with no chance to put a W on the board. For V, what sporting event is known as the October Classic?
The World Series.
Hockey.
The World Series is correct, not hockey. Thank you, though. That's really,
oh, that's the Winter Classic. Yeah. Darn it. Okay.
El Campeón del Pueblo hangs on. And with her tail tucked between her legs, V-Hale takes over for the midday show. Congratulations.
I see no tail here, okay?
On the bright
it's a
side,
it looked like one there, though.
You did twins.
Yeah, you did twins. Yeah. Well done.
You know what? See?
She doesn't recommend
I may not win trivia, but I have done twins, so...
Can't wait to have you back on The Secret Show. You were just the star of the show last week. It was great.
Yeah, you were.
So fun.
I'm either being judged or praised by our listeners right now. Either way, I do not care. But I love everyone equally.
About you. All right, take over. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. And it'll be Friday. Bye. Woohoo!
Bye-bye.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.